I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will, yes. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free, set her free, set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ, I know you're gonna have your way, yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear it say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change, yes. I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now, cast all your cares on Him, the Lord. Despite the pain you feel, He will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah, you just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. Yeah. And you've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn, but if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody say it tonight. Things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go and worship Him. Hey, hold your head up. Yeah. Somebody say it. Things are gonna get better. What you gonna do? Hold your head up, y'all. Say it. Go. Hold your head up. I know you're hurting, but things are gonna get better. Oh, Lord. Hold your head up. Say it one more time. Things are gonna get better.
to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you. It's already better. It's already better. I guess y'all too tired for this, but it's already better. I'm talking to somebody that's been struggling all year. God says it's already better. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome to Mount Sinai Prayer Institute. We bless each and every one of you for joining us. This institute is from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. It's a part of I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. So we want to welcome you this evening in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am Apostle Marco Brewer, who will be, actually this evening, will be doing some powerful prayer points and teaching, hallelujah, on the caged soul. So it's going to be a lot of prayer points, powerful prayer points that will bring about breakthroughs in your lives in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for joining us this evening, hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We give you the glory, we give you honor, we magnify your holy name. Jesus, thank you for your goodness, thank you for your grace, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your kindness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, O Lord. We bless your name, we praise you. Father God, as we have gathered together, your word says when two or three are gathered together in your name, Lord, you are here. So we know that you are present with us this evening in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you. We magnify your name. We bless your name. Take complete control of this prayer time, of this study, O God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we surrender to you this evening in the name of Jesus. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, lead us and guide us into all truth. Let us not speak in words, mean man's wisdom, but let us speak in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Holy Spirit. Move like you never moved before. Move on in this institute. Move in our homes, move in our lives in the name of Jesus. We bless you. Spirit of the living God, we come to thy throne of grace this evening, and we ask for mercy. We do not want anything to hinder our time, our prayer time this evening in the name of Jesus. So God, we come boldly to the throne of grace and we, Lord, ask for mercy. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, of all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Forgive us, O God, of sin of commission and sin of omission in the name of Jesus. Lord, rain down your mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Let your grace be our protection in the name of Jesus. Father God, this evening we release the blood of Jesus. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We soak this cyberspace in the blood of Jesus. This radio block in the blood of Jesus. The airways in the blood of Jesus. Our environment, our atmosphere in the blood of Jesus. Personal atmosphere in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We soak this institute in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. This evening, oh Lord, we put on the armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put on the whole armor of God and the armor of light, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the armor of God and the armor of light in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you, Lord, this evening to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around our family members and the glory within them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, as we have prayed, we don't only pray for mercy for ourselves. We pray for mercy for members of our household, members in our families, our children, our spouses, oh God. We pray for mercy, oh God. We stand in the gap, oh God, and we cover them in the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. We thank you for the holy blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to send your holy angels to minister to us, to assist us, to guide and protect us, even as we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you send your holy angels of deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to send, Lord, your holy angels of revelation and knowledge in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to send your holy warrior angels, oh God, to war on our behalf in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are under the sound of my voice, the holy angels that they are entitled to, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus to release those angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that each and every individual is entitled to, oh God, the holy warrior angels, the legion of angels, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Release your fire of the Holy Ghost upon us all right now in the name of Jesus. Upon this ministry right now, upon this prayer time right now, upon this Bible study right now, let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall and burn everything that is not of you, that is not holy, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray that you will restore us into the joy of our salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we bind every stronghold of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We bind those strongholds right now and send them to the bottomless pit of hell in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not have gain a say in our lives in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every satanic agent, oh God, perpetrating, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we use the blood of Jesus and we destroy their eyes, their mirrors, whatever they are using in the name of Jesus. We shut their ears in the name of Jesus. Father God, you gave us authority to step on scorpions and demons in your name. So I come in the name of Jesus and I destroy every work of darkness in our lives, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our personal environment, move in our space, move in the life of our children in the name of Jesus. Perfect what concerns our life, perfect what concerns our children's life, perfect what concerns our ministry, perfect what concerns us in the name of Jesus, oh God. Perfect what concerns our marriage. Perfect what concerns our children in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We are holy in you in the name of Jesus. Our holiness is only through you in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, every satanic ring, come and have been placed on us. We release the blood of Jesus to burn them to ashes. And we put on the garment of salvation, the robe of righteousness, and the crown of holiness in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God. God, that you overflow us with your anointing. We pray for anointing, oh God, like never before. We pray for a divine connection, oh God, to plug into the holy throne room of God. In the name of Jesus, as we plug in, let your power come down. Let your power come down. Like it came on Mount Horeb, oh God, which is Mount Sinai, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, what am I standing? Let your fire come down. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, what am I standing? Let the anointing flow like the river of life in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Let the anointing flow, O God. Let the anointing flow, O God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, O Lord, because we know that you hear and answer our prayers. So, Lord, this evening, as we have come to you to do these prayer points, powerful prayer points, Father God, give us more understanding in the name of Jesus, Father, and set us free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. And, Lord, we give you the glory. Lord, we give you the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Once again, I want to welcome you to I Am Mount Sinai Institute of Prayers. Hallelujah. This is the time we come to do Bible studies, and then we do prayer points. This is a time of learning. Hallelujah. Impartation in the mighty name of Jesus. So we want to welcome each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that by the end of this radio broadcast, that our souls will be set free in Jesus' name. That what we're doing today, this evening, we're going to study about the caged soul. We're going to do prayer points and finish this out. Many people do not realize that your soul can be caged. Hallelujah. So we'll give some examples and talk about how the soul can be caged. We did a study on the soul, so everybody know what the soul is. And then we will go through some prayer points that those of you will notice the symptoms, what type of symptoms. If you recognize these symptoms, know that the enemy has caged you in the name of Jesus. But Jesus Christ came, said that he came to set us free, that we may have life and have it more abundantly in the mighty name of Jesus. So by the end of this evening, by the grace of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every caged soul in the name of Jesus that is listening, that will listen at another time, in the name of Jesus, I use the blood of Jesus. I use the fire of the Holy Ghost. I use the word of God in the name of Jesus to destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, noon and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, set your children free. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus on every confinement that the enemy has placed around us. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost to break the bars, break the shackles, break the chains. I say no more limits, no more boundaries in the name of Jesus. What am I saying today, Akoromoso? So, Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to get ready to pray. You might need to not be relaxed when we're praying if you're in your room. Or wherever you are, walk around and do your declarations as I gave them to you this evening. Hallelujah. Let us continue in worship.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
yeah.
the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
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 Oh, God, who come to tell you it's raining?
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. If you can hear me, because I think there's something went wrong with the technical problems, but if you can hear me, just press 1 on your keypad so that I know that you can hear me, because I seem like I lost the sound. Okay, praise God. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this evening, we want to welcome you again to I Am That I Am Mount Sinai Prayer Institute. This evening, we're going to do a lot of prayer points this evening. But I want to say to those of you right now that are listening, or those that will listen in at another time, because we are doing these prayer points, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, these prayers will not work for you. They will not work for you. So this evening, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you can receive him before we even get into the prayer time in the name of Jesus, because I would love for this prayer not only to work for everyone that is listening, but these prayer points are for the children in the kingdom of God. God loves you, and he loves you unconditionally. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have not yet given your life to Jesus Christ, these prayers, once again, will not work for you. The good news is that becoming born again is very simple. Simply pray these prayers with me, confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised Jesus Christ up from the dead. Hallelujah. So if you want to receive Jesus Christ, I want you to repeat these prayers right after me this evening in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I believe that God sent you to the earth, gave you up to die for my sins. I also believe that God raised you from the dead. Today, I gave my life to you to become the Lord of it. All my thoughts and deeds I lay for you to be totally responsible for. You have said in your word that if I open the door of my life, you will come in. I open my heart to you, and I invite you in to come and become the Lord of my life. Thank you for accepting me and giving me the assurance of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Those words spoken in your spirit and confessed with your mouth, you have given your life to Jesus Christ according to Romans 10:10. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. You are now what is known as a born-again Christian, with full rights to the benefits of the...
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see his presence. I'm in his presence. While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
of Jesus. I just want to apologize. We have been having some technical difficulties this evening. Now, I just want you all, if you can hear me, press 1 on your keypad. Because I keep having technical difficulties. Okay, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The enemy, hallelujah, he's a liar. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, in the name of Jesus. As we're saying, those of you that have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this evening, find a Bible-believing church, read your Bible, pray every day, fellowship with other Christians, and share your faith with others in the name of Jesus. We want to welcome you once again into the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. Now we're going to get ready to talk about a soul being caged. A soul being caged, hallelujah. We're going to talk about what it means when your soul is caged. And I've been teaching on the spirit, the soul, and the body. We know, to summarize stuff quickly, the spirit goes when we die. The spirit goes back to God. The soul is what is being judged. And, of course, your body goes into the ground. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So what does it mean? Your soul is your intellect, your mind, your will, and your emotions. It's your intellect. So as we go, when your soul is caged, it's like you cannot make progress. Just like a bird in a cage, you are limited. So there's a certain space that you will operate in, but you cannot go beyond that space. And these spaces are boundaries that are set by the enemy in the name of Jesus. And sometimes, most times, witchcraft, incantation, jealousy, whatever it may be, that means you will not be able to move forward in life. You are completely limited. And although you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you have prayed and invested, but because of this wall or these bars that are around you, even though Christ has set you free, your mindset keeps you in within those borders. It's like when you have an animal in a cage and you remove the cage, the animal will still go around the perimeters of that cage thinking that the cage is still there. What is it? The enemy messes with the mind. The mind is the battlefield of the enemy. Hallelujah. And for transformation to occur, that the mindset has to be transformed. Why? By studying and reading the Word of God, listening to divine instructions, walking in His ways, and doing His will. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I'm going to look at the book of Ezekiel 13:18-20 and say, thus saith the Lord. And said, thus saith the Lord, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchief upon the head of every statue to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people? And will you save the souls alive that come unto you? And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread? To slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live, by your lying to my people that hear your lies? Wherefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the pillars wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms, and will let the souls go, even the souls that you hunt to make them fly. Hallelujah. When you read this scripture, you know what God is talking about, a soul that has been caged by the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. How can you know that your soul is caged? How can a caged soul be delivered and made to prosper? First of all, we did the first one by receiving Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And the next one is going deeper, receiving deliverance. The Bible says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 39, verse 14. When God made you, He did not make you to be in prison. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When the soul of a man is caged, it means that it is possessed and controlled by demonic spirits. They dictate what the soul should do and should not do. Now, I thought about gates. Sometimes we have these gates open. These gates are opened either by covenant, evil covenant, ancestral curses, or by sin. And sometimes we open these gates being ignorant, gates of our lives. And so when those gates are open, this is when the enemy can come in. That's why the Bible says, never cease. Always pray. Men also pray. It's always good to be in the presence of the Lord. All witches, wizards, and familiar spirits are possessed and controlled by the demon spirits. All witches, wizards, and familiar spirits are possessed and controlled by the demon spirits. These dark powers sometimes can summon a person out of his body. The experiences that some people regard as dreams are not so. They are actually happening in the spirit world. When you see yourself in the dream, in, like, for example, in a village, in your secondary school or primary school, or a house that you lived in before, it means that an evil covenant has been formed tension, or that something went, or that something went wrong there, or that your placenta was buried there. Sometimes these powers make sure a tree is planted where the placenta is buried, and the life of that child now depends on the growth of the tree. If the witches now decide to make that tree their meeting place, it means that the child will be caged, will be in their cage forever. But we know once that child receives Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, it's not forever. Hallelujah. And there's an example given as I was doing this study. The writer said there was a man that was sent abroad to study. He always had a dream that he was carrying an old woman. Each time he tried to look at the face of the old woman to know who she was, he got slapped, and he woke up feeling the pain on his face. When he went to see a doctor, medical doctor, the doctor said that he was hallucinating. One day, a woman came into his room with a gun, accusing him of debarring her from having a boyfriend. He told her that he did not know her. Neither did he know the man she was talking about. Before he knew what was going on, he received gunshots and he eventually died. The powers that were pursuing him for 13 years caught up with him because he did not know, as we go further. Every power pursuing my destiny, every power pursuing my destiny, let the power of God overpower them. Every power pursuing my destiny, every evil power pursuing my destiny, let the power of Almighty God, the holy power of Almighty God, overpower them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray again. Every evil power, the holy power of God, the holy power of God, overpower them in the name of Jesus. Not only overpower them, let the power of God, holy power of God, destroy their powers in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, some of the symptoms I want you to look at. I will give you some symptoms. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Person is sleeping and talks out the hearing of everybody. Something goes wrong when a person is sleeping and talks out the hearing of everybody. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. These are some of the symptoms. When not just talking in your sleep, but acting, there's a conversation that is going on with you and a person. Like you're in a full conversation with a person, even though you're sleeping. That means that's a symptom of a caged soul. So if you're sleeping and you're talking and somebody can recognize that you're talking to somebody in a full conversation, that's a symptom. When a person knows he should be highly placed, for example, you know your level that you're in now is not where you should be. And it seems like you cannot get that promotion that you know you should get. You know you're smart, and you cannot pass an exam. You know that you can't move from one level, but you know you're smart. He's like, hey, so. When a person sees God at work and refuses, when you refuse to surrender your life to the Lord, that's a case. So, when a spouse is saying that his or her spouse is not a person he or she got married to, for example, case where when you marry, they have the incubus spirit, spiritual husband, spiritual wife, that's a case. So, when a person never feels the stirring of the Holy Spirit within, no matter how many songs he or she sings, the person does not feel the presence. Number six, seeing slow animals in the dream. Suckers, snails, serpent, those slow animals, that's a caged soul. This is one of the stories the author is writing about. He prayed with a man. And as he got up from his seat, the minister saw a turtle on a seat and called him back. The man said that he remembered that an herbalist did a charm for him with a turtle, which is a turtle, but that the herbalist threw it into the sea in his presence. The man said the devil always does his trade by barter. He will always take something in exchange for what he gives. The turtle was reprogrammed into his body. Even though he saw it threw into the sea, it was the prayers he prayed that sent out the turtle from his body. And a lot of these things happen not only in Africa, but it happens here also. Number seven, when a person dreams and sees himself in a thick forest, find his way out in a marketplace where he buys nothing but goes up and down till the close of the day, or finds himself lost and cannot find his way home and then wake up. It means that the soul of the person is caged and is obeying an evil command. Another example of a caged soul, a person with a double personality. That is somebody who is unpredictable. No one knows how to react. That is a caged soul. When you're feeling lifeless, as if the person's blood has been drained, that's a caged soul. Finding it difficult to detach oneself from a former boyfriend or girlfriend, even though the one is married, that's a case. So, it is hard for you to concentrate. It is an indication that a person's soul has been captured. Seeing oneself in a dream as having a twin substitute, that's a case. So, seeing oneself in a dream as being summoned out of one's body, that's a caged soul. Hearing strange voices, that's a caged soul. I don't know if I've seen a caged soul. When you see one, you know. It's like you have everything that the Lord has blessed you with, but yet and still, you're just in this confinement. Caged soul. Hallelujah. What do you do? You surrender your life to Jesus Christ if you are not born again. Pray deliverance prayers for the mind. Arrest the soul traders. Gather all the fragments of the soul that have been scattered by these powers. Ask God for a total restoration of the spirit, soul, and body. Number one, what do you do? Pray deliverance prayers for the mind. Arrest the soul traders. Gather all the fragments of the soul that have been scattered by these powers. Ask God for a total restoration of the spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. Let's look further. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? We talk about asking Jesus to come into your life as a personal Savior. Renounce the devil and his cohorts that have hitherto ruled your life. Renounce the world and all that have drawn you to sin, saying bye-bye to the enemy and sin. Cling to the Lord Jesus Christ. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. Now that you have taken made this great decision, I decree and declare and prophesy that the Lord lay his hand of power and glory upon you and plant you on the rock of ages, that you will be firmly established in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you hear this prayer and in agreement, say amen. Now, I want you to take a careful look at your life. Take a look at your life and see where anything that has been arrested with this power in the name of Jesus. With the authority in the word of God, I want you to arrest these arresters with the Holy Ghost fire of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. So I want you to pray these prayers with me in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost arrest every arrester of my soul in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost arrest every arrester of my soul in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost arrest every arrester of my soul in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost arrest every arrester of my soul in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost arrest every arrester of my soul in the mighty name of Jesus. Every soul arrester be arrested in the name of Jesus. Let every soul arrester be arrested in the name of Jesus. Let every soul arrester be arrested in the name of Jesus. Every satanic soul arrested be arrested now in the name of Jesus. Number three, my placenta be released from every cage in the name of Jesus. My placenta be released from every cage in the name of Jesus. My placenta be released from every cage in the name of Jesus. My placenta be released from every cage in the name of Jesus. Verse 4, I possess all my blessings for this year in the name of Jesus. I possess all my blessings for this year in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Contend with those who are contending with me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, contend with those who are contending with me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, contend with those who are contending with me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, and fight those who are fighting me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, and fight those who are fighting me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, fight those who are fighting me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Almighty God, arise. Fight those who are fighting me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Fight those who are fighting my children in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Fight those who are fighting my husband in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Fight those who are fighting me and my husband and family in the name of Jesus. We pray amen and amen. I want you to pray for yourself and your children. All those who seek my life, all those who seek my life, all those who seek my children's life, I command you to receive double this grace in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all those who seek my life, all those who seek the life of myself, my children, my grandchildren, in In the name of Jesus, my husband, I command you to receive double this grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bring to light every darkness shielding my potentials in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bring to light every darkness shielding my potentials in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bring to light every darkness shielding my potentials in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bring to light every darkness shielding my husband and children and grandchildren potentials in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bring to light every darkness shielding our potentials in the name of Jesus. My potential, my husband's potential, my children, my grandchildren potentials in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, bring to light every darkness shielding potentials, our children potentials, our grandchildren potentials in the name of Jesus. I break every curse of backwardness in the name of Jesus. I break every curse of backwardness in my life. I break every curse of backwardness in my children's life. I break every curse of backwardness in my husband's life. I break those curses right now in the name of Jesus. I break every curse of backwardness in the name of Jesus. I recover myself from every evil diversion in Jesus' name. I recover myself from every evil diversion in the name of Jesus. I recover myself. I recover my children. I recover my husband. I recover my grandchildren from every evil diversion in Jesus' name. I shall not come into the world in vain in the name of Jesus. I will fulfill my divine destiny in the name of Jesus. I will fulfill my divine destiny in the name of Jesus. I shall not come into this world in vain. I will fulfill my divine destiny. My children will fulfill their divine destiny. My husband will fulfill his divine destiny. My grandchildren will fulfill the divine destiny. This ministry will fulfill its purpose in the name of Jesus. This Mount Sinai Institute will fulfill God's divine purpose in the name of Jesus. Every forest and rock demons assigned at this name, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every forest and rock demons, a sign against me, a sign against my children, my grandchildren, my husband, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every forest and rock demons who are a sign against me, my husband, my children, myself, my grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every local charm burned against me, be roasted in the name of Jesus. Every local charm burned against my husband, be roasted in the name of Jesus. Every local charm burned against my children and grandchildren, be roasted in the name of Jesus. Every local charm burned against me, burned against my husband, burned against my children, my grandchildren, be roasted in the name of Jesus. I release myself from ungodly parental linkage in the name of Jesus. I release myself from ungodly parental linkage in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray this prayer on behalf of myself in the name of Jesus. I pray this prayer on behalf of my husband, my children, my grandchildren. We release ourselves from ungodly parental linkage in the name of Jesus. We release ourselves from ungodly parental linkage in the name of Jesus. Lord, manifest yourself in our lives by your name called Wonderful. Lord, manifest yourself in our lives, in the life of myself, my children, my grandchildren, my husband. Lord, manifest yourself in our lives by your name called Wonderful in the name of Jesus. Every bird of death and sign against us, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every bird of death and sign against us, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost to utterly destroy every bird of death that's signed against us, sign against me, my children, my husband, my grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. We destroy you with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I will draw the food and drink of my problems in the name of Jesus. I will draw the food and drink of my problems in the name of Jesus. I will draw the food and drink of my problems in the name of Jesus. No, I will draw the food and drink up my problems in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray this prayer on behalf of my husband, my children, my grandchildren. We withdraw the food and drink up our problems in the name of Jesus. We withdraw the food and drink up our problems in the name of Jesus. No evil family river shall flow into our lives in the name of Jesus. No evil family river shall flow into our lives. I pray this prayer on behalf of myself, my husband, children, and grandchildren. No evil river shall flow into our lives in the name of Jesus. We withdraw our progress from every satanic regulation and domination in the name of Jesus. Father God, as I pray for myself, my husband, my children, my grandchildren. We withdraw our progress from every satanic regulation and domination in the name of Jesus. We withdraw our progress from every satanic regulation and domination in the name of Jesus. Every government of darkness, placed upon me, my children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my husband, I say this prayer on behalf of us. Every garment of darkness be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every garment of darkness be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we pray this prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer, oh God, pray for your children, pray for your spouse, pray for your nieces, your nephew, pray for those that are dear to you. We refuse to live a floating life in the name of Jesus. I refuse to live a floating life in the name of Jesus. My husband refuses to live a floating life in the name of Jesus. My children refuse to live a floating life in the name of Jesus. My grandchildren refuse to live a floating life in the name of Jesus. Every deeply entrenched problem, draw to the roots in the name of Jesus. Every deeply entrenched problem, draw to the roots in the name of Jesus. Every deeply entrenched problem, try to the roots in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, I pray this prayer on behalf of myself, my spouse, my children and grandchildren, my seed, oh God. Every deeply entrenched problem, try to the roots in the name of Jesus. We destroy the weapons of satanic night raiders in the name of Jesus. We destroy the weapons of satanic night raiders in the name of Jesus. We destroy the weapons of satanic night raiders in the name of Jesus. Stronghold of failure be broken in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of failure be broken in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of failure over our lives be broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, I say this on behalf of myself, my children, my grandchildren, my spouse, oh God. Every stronghold of failure be broken in the name of Jesus. Every eternal warfare in our lives be quenched by the Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Every internal warfare in our lives be quenched by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every internal warfare in our lives be quenched in the name of Jesus by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every internal warfare in our lives be quenched in the name of Jesus. Every internal thief be exposed and disposed in the name of Jesus. Every eternal thief be exposed and disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every eternal thief be exposed and disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every eternal thief in our life, my children's life, my spouse's life, my grandchildren's life, be exposed in the name of Jesus. Anything planted in our lives by our enemies, come up with your root in the name of Jesus. Anything planted in our life by our enemies, come up by your root in the name of Jesus. Anything planted by the enemies, come up by your root in the name of Jesus. Planted by the enemies, come up by your root in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we seal this prayer through the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Ghost fire. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I would like for you to say this prayer after me. This is the last prayer. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Confess this prayer. Hallelujah. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I know first we read the sin of the prayers of repentance for those who had not received Christ. But just pray this prayer after me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I confess to you that I have sinned. My sins were wicked, godly, and against you. Please forgive me of my sins and rebellion against you. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness, according to your word in 1 John 1:9. I confess the sins of my ancestors and acknowledge that they were wicked, ungodly, and against you. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Please forgive me for my part and my ancestors' part in submitting to the spirits of infirmity, bondage, deaf and dumbness, slumber, fear, haughtiness, heaviness, errors, divination, perverseness, lying, whoredom, idolatry, antichrist, and jealousy. Caesar gave me for my part and my ancestors' part. In me is submitted to the spirits of infirmity, bondage, death and dumbness, slumber, fear, haughtiness, heaviness, error, divination, perverseness, lying, whoredom, idolatry, antichrist, and jealousy. Thank you, Lord, for your promise to forgive. I receive your forgiveness and your cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ according to your word right now. In Jesus' name, amen. A lot of people say, oh, Apostle Marco, I haven't done these. Like when you look in the Bible, when Daniel pray and Nehemiah pray, we stand in a gap and we confess this, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And this is how we lead, and this is how we stand in a gap. So if you might say, I have not done any of these things, but because we're coming together, you say these prayers, you confess, like Daniel did, and Nehemiah did, and Ezekiel did, and the prophets did, in the name of Jesus. Now let's say this next prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you that I have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. And because I have been bought and paid for and a joint heir with Jesus, as a joint heir, I live in Jesus and he lives in me. Because he lives in me, I have the right to overcome because he overcame. Now, as an overcomer, I break every evil word ever been spoken upon me. Now, as an overcomer, I break every evil word, curse, so that has been spoken upon me, upon my children, upon my spouse, upon my grandchildren. Pray for your relatives too. I take those words and nail them to the cross and appropriate the power of the cross in breaking every word spoken against us. I thank you that because of the exchange, I thank you that because of the exchange at the cross, I can receive your mercy. I cancel every curse that has come or will try to come upon me to the sins of my forefathers, to the third and fourth generations past. I take those curses and nail them to the cross. Hallelujah. And appropriate the power of the cross in the name of Jesus. The word says that Jesus was made a curse for us. As a matter of fact, I place Jesus' cross between us, me, my husband, and our children and grandchildren, and the curses that try to come upon us. So that when they come to us, they will have to come through the blood and the blood of Jesus Christ that is on the cross, which will transform them from a curse to a blessing. With an act of my will, I choose to receive every blessing that you, Heavenly Father, have for us. Now I take back any ground, whether I did it knowingly or unknowingly. I renounce all contact with anything occult or satanic. No evil spirits have rights to me. I cancel the lease on my life. You should know this. I declare them defeated in every area of my life. Now, I specifically take authority over the spirit of infirmity, bondage, death, and dumbness, slumber, fear, haughtiness, heaviness, error, divination, perverseness, lying, whoredom, idolatry, antichrist, and jealousy. Hallelujah. I cut your chains and break your bands. In the name of Jesus, I bound you, cast you out now. You have no place or memorial in me. You are defeated and cast down. I pull down every stronghold by the mighty name and authority of Jesus Christ and by his resurrection power and the power of the cross. Satan, you and all your demons are defeated and your power broken this day in our lives. So all me, all us has died with Christ on the cross. Therefore, everything from the kingdom of darkness has lost its hold on us. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We seal these deliverance prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Ghost fire in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every counter attack in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because this is a new day, a new beginning for our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, as you have set us free to walk in your truth, in your holiness, to do your will by your grace in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that we will walk with you. We will not stray, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that even if we slumber and sin, we'll come into repentance in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for a most intimate relationship with you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Remember, if you pray these prayers and believe these prayers as you pray to the Father Almighty God, do not let the enemy play games with you in the name of Jesus. So this evening, this is a time to praise God. This is a time to rejoice, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do not open any door. Keep doors, satanic doors closed in your life. Satanic gates, when the enemy wants to come in, let your gates be closed and sealed with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If anyone has anything to say or prayer, I'm not going to do personal prayers for anyone, but if anyone wants to say something, press 1 on your keypad. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Once again, is there anything anyone wants to say before I close? Press 1 on your keypad. Okay. Hallelujah. Once again, this is Apostle Marco Brewer for you. For my end, that I am. Okay, well, somebody wants to say something.
I just want to thank you, and I want to say I appreciate your endeavor to be on the prayer line today. May God continue to bless you. And I really, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you this evening for all the prayers you have done. It is not easy, but you did it. May God give you the strength to be able to do his work in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest upon you and empower you to do what he has called you to do as you walk with him. His grace is sufficient for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
And praise God.
Amen.
I just want to bless God for you, Apostle.
Amen.
This is Ruth.
Oh, no. Amen.
Yes. I thank God for those strong prayers gave this evening. And I wish to continue to be on the study, Bible study line.
Amen.
And I'm asking, I got a prayer request for my niece, son. You know, he is not, we don't know where he is. He's out there. You know, he was in jail. And they free him. He introduced smoking with old bad friends. So I'm just asking the Lord, you know, to arrest him, to bring him home.
Amen.
So I'm asking, I'm on a prayer request.
Okay, we're going to pray right now.
Okay.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up your son, this young man, oh God. All souls, oh God, are yours. You created all souls. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move in him, O God. What touch his heart, O God, in the name of Jesus, to receive you first as his Lord and personal Savior. But, Lord, wherever he is, let the holy angels of God arrest him, O God. In the name of Jesus, we command his spirit, man, in the name of Jesus, to come back to his family. We break him loose from every shackle in the name of Jesus. Every shackle, we break him loose from every yoke, shackle, foulness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come against that drunk, incestuous spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit and all its cohorts in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for complete total healing, oh God. We pray for a sudden turnaround, oh God, that your name will be glorified and honored. We call for, Lord,